Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A, a little bit later than we're used to because of the Diamondbacks and Chicago Cubs game. But you know what? The way Major League Baseball was going this year, this was kind of a quick game. We've seen a lot of four-hour ball games this year. We were a little concerned about that, but they took care of things in rapid order with the Cubs defeating the Diamondbacks 2-1. So we are on time today at 3 o'clock. Just a reminder, tomorrow's show will also be at 3 o'clock because, once again, we have an 11:20 first pitch from Wrigley Field. Make sure that you tune in for that. You know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone@kqna.com. Now, today's guests on Q&A, we're going to have Leave Nielsen come back from Hensley Beverage. She's brought some friends from the Prescott Regulators to talk about what's coming up this weekend in downtown Prescott. Also, Courtney Nelson for the wrap-up of Christmas in July at Goodwill with updates on the Goodwill-sponsored job fairs. And you'll also hear my chat with author Linwood Barkley about his spooky new thriller, A Noise Downstairs. Now, about that, the book. You know, old-fashioned steel typewriters have kind of gotten a bad rap in literature over the years. If you ever read William S. Burroughs' Naked Lunch, he's a writer and a pest control tech who's addicted to his own roach powder. He starts seeing his big metal typewriter talking to him. In The Shining, Stephen King's metal block and cabin fever-afflicted writer, Jack Torrance, types the very same line thousands and thousands of times. And in Linwood Barkley's new book, The Old-Fashioned Typewriter, the protagonist's wife buys him as a gift, takes on sinister meanings. So keep in mind, though, that not all typewriters are bad. You know, Tom Hanks has collected more than 100 of them, and Woody Allen to this day still types out his movie scripts on his beloved old Olivetti. Of course, anybody under 30 listening to me right now is asking, what the heck is a typewriter? So we'll get to the show in just a moment today. Keep in mind, we're going to talk about the Prescott Regulators and Shady Ladies and good things going on in downtown Prescott this weekend on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Let's face it. Martha McSally is pretending. McSally is a liberal who supports big spending, special interests, and amnesty for illegal immigrants. Leading conservative groups give her voting record an F and rate her one of the most liberal Republicans in Congress. Listen to what Martha said about President Trump's plan to secure our borders when she campaigned against him.
I condemned what he said. This is against everything that we believe in.
Never Trumper Martha refused to endorse President Trump, even leaving open the possibility of voting for Hillary Clinton. But now, Martha and her establishment allies are trying to trick us, spending millions to paint liberal Martha as a conservative. They even scrubbed McSally's website, removing statements supporting amnesty and Obama's immigration policies. Don't fall for Martha and her Washington tricks. Please support Dr. Kelly Ward, the only Senate candidate who supports President Trump's conservative agenda and can win.
Kelly Pack is responsible for the content of the ad, not affiliated with any candidate or candidates committee. KellyPack.us.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:06. We have the Prescott Regulators to talk about, Shady Ladies, and of course, the Long Riders. We have Leave Nielsen from Hensley Beverage, who's kind of organizing the whole thing for us. Leave, you were here with us last week for a brief time to talk about it. This time, you brought along a couple friends. You brought along Denise Mackey and Brian Besser. Denise, tell us your role. What's coming up this weekend?
Well, I'm very excited. We're having our 13th annual shootout on Whiskey Row. We're going to be at the Mile High Middle School this year, our second time there. I think all our reenactors are going to enjoy falling on the grass instead of on the cement, for one. But it's a fun event. It's for all ages, children, adults, anyone who enjoys Western entertainment.
I remember a couple of years ago I saw the reenactments over on that corner lot next to the chamber, and that was pretty hard to fall onto. When you're shot dead and can't get back up because the concrete's too hard, that's not good, is it?
It's not any fun, not at all. The guys are always trying to find something to land on. Other than the ground.
Brian Besser is also here. Tell us your role with the Regulators.
Well, I'm part of the committee that puts the trail ride together, the Long Riders. We do a 10-mile trail ride into town and end at the Whiskey Row Shootout.
And you look like a guy who knows his horses. How long have you been riding a horse?
Oh, 15 or 20 years, probably.
Probably a few more years than that. But
well, not counting when I was a kid. But.
Leave, tell us about what's been going on for the buildup of all of this, how much time it takes to plan all this, some of the details.
Well, you know what? We actually start planning this probably just about a year ahead just for the ride itself. And it's just a huge amount of work. We meet probably once a month. We get closer to it, and we start meeting a little bit more than that every 2 weeks and getting all our sponsors together, which we've had a super list of sponsors this. And you know what, DJ? I've got to tell you, last week you had me and Darren here, and I forgot one really important sponsor, and
that is...
We actually have... I believe, Brian, is it 88 confirmed riders that we have to date? So we're really excited about
that. That's almost double from last year.
Are you still taking riders?
Well, you know, you can come sign up at the day of, but right now, if you can't come down there and ride with us and you don't have a horse, fine. You can come down and see us. Come watch us march down Whiskey Row. Go have a nice cold Bud Light up at Jersey Lily's, you know?
Sure. Hensley's involved, right?
Yeah. Yes, we'll be having a bar. We have entertainment in the bar. We have our food vendors right outside the bar. So there's plenty to do. We've got all kinds of reenacting type vendors coming. coming and selling items to anybody that's looking to dress up Western.
I asked Fast Freddy one time, are you involved with Hensley? He says, yeah, forget about it. What do you want to know?
So, yeah. Good old Freddy.
You've also got a fashion show, I understand, coming up?
Yes, we have a, not a fashion show. It is a costume contest. Mm-hmm. And we have five categories in each for men's area and women's area. We also have one for children. So even if the young ones want to come in and participate, we start at 11:30 for the contest. So anyone who wants to see some beautiful clothing made, most of them are made by the people who are wearing them, especially the ladies. And then, but sign up is between 9 and 11, and then we'll have the costume contest, and that afternoon at the very end of the day, we will give out the awards. So they'll have everything done in one day.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those who are new to the Prescott area, we do get new listeners all the time. Explain for us, Leave and Brian and Denise, these shady ladies are not what you're probably thinking, right?
Denise,
our shady ladies are amazing ladies. They dress from shady to being madams, to being bar women, to being school teachers, to being just all different people in the community. We just picked that as our part of the story, is being shady ladies, but we're all the different areas. You're going to see everything down there for our ladies. A lot of them, this is the time of year you want to be shady because it is warm.
All authentic period clothing, right?
Very much so.
And that's a great point, Brian, because these are genuine, authentic costumes from that era. Where do you find those, or are they made for you?
A lot of our ladies make their own. We have period correct patterns that we can buy, and then we find fabric that fits that time, that will fit whatever we're making to wear. They're going to have bloomers, they're going to have corsets, they're going to have outerwear. So sometimes those ladies have up to 6 or 7 layers of clothing on, along with all the pieces that go on the outside. So there's a lot going on with that. Sometimes when we have a fashion show, we do show people what it's like to put all that on, and it's not like in a 5 second.
So what you're saying is they wouldn't mind a cool breeze this weekend, right?
You know it. You know it. A cool breeze would be wonderful. No rain. Yeah. Cool breeze would be
there
good, but
go.
We'll settle for no rain.
Leave and Brian, tell us about the military donation that goes to the Yavapai College Foundation.
Well, that's actually done through the Prescott Regulators, and so all the money that's raised from this went from the Long Riders to the Shootout, and that goes through the Yavapai College Foundation, and from there it is picked with some military families that they hand out these scholarship funds, and I believe Neil Thomas, who's president of the Regulators.
Hello, Neil.
Yeah, hello, Neil. We love you. It was a little over $3,000 they were able to hand out last year, so we're really hoping with the Long Riders joining this event and with the Regulators that we can really up that fund. So, I really encourage everyone to come down. It's a free event. It's 2 days. The beer garden will be there one day, and they're only selling $3 beers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, drink responsibly, please, and designate a driver,
sure,
always.
I'll bring my ID.
Will you bring your ID? Mm-hmm. Yes, because you have to be at least 21 years of age.
That's
to
right.
Purchase
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
I'd like to mention, too, that we've got a tremendous list of sponsors this year, which does two things. It helps us keep the cost of the ride low.
Sure.
The ride is only $50 for a ride shirt, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and just can't beat that. And
sure.
And also, because of the money that we raise and keeping the cost low, it allows the Regulators to donate more money.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, we've got an incredible list of sponsors that have just jumped on the bandwagon either with cash or in like, or we also have a poker run on our trail ride, which has become more and more popular. I think it's going to be fantastic this year, and we have some great prizes this year for the poker run as well. So,
and who are those sponsors?
Well, we have quite a big list.
We're going to have Leave repeat the one she missed last time, but that's okay.
There's only one important one I missed.
Just one important one we missed.
Topping the group is Hensley Beverage Company, of course, Budweiser. Matt's Saloon on Whiskey Row. Pepe's Painting. ABC Restoration in Chino Valley.
Oh, Grandma's Bakery in Prescott. They actually are great. They do a lot of muffins and cakes and things right downtown. However, they step up and make us a beautiful sandwich or sub sandwich lunch that they bring out to us on our lunch stop. And I always laugh because last year I stole Brian's cookie.
I never did get my cookie.
He never got his cookie, but they do include a cookie in there.
Speaking of Grandma's Bakery, Lemon Napoleons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are a great sponsor. They stepped up last year and brought us lunch. I had to text her this morning and say, we're close to 90 riders. She said, not a problem. We got it handled.
I could not believe that.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Forest Villas Resort, Prescott Animal Hospital Equine Center, Chino Ship and Copy in Chino Valley.
And Western Legends Photography, this lady's wonderful. She's a good friend of mine, good friend of Brian's. She's been doing our photography on the ride from start to finish. And you're going to see her downtown probably coming through on a ladder. Her husband builds this ladder for her so she can get on top to get some really great aerial photographs.
In
the back of a pickup truck. This woman's nuts, but she's great. We love her.
She'll fit right in this weekend with this crowd.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have a lot of fun. Let's see. We have Lamb Chevrolet, El Charro Mexican Restaurant in Chino Valley and Prescott. Give us some great gift certificates. Rethink Marketing, Prescott YMCA, the Paul and Pink Store. They're getting us all our breakfast burritos.
Nice.
You know, I mean, it's just wonderful how these people are standing up in the community from Chino Valley to Prescott to Prescott Valley. And, you know, of course, you know, Arizona Hometown Radio Group. We love you guys.
Thank you for that. By the way, you mentioned Neil Thomas before. Did he write the copy for this webpage?
Oh, for the...
The regulators webpage. I got to tell you, whoever wrote this should be writing for the TV Westerns.
I don't know if he wrote that or not. You're talking about the news release.
Yes, he does very good at writing up about what we are. He's done so many things in the community with the Prescott regulators.
Sure.
We've been involved. Well, it's our 13th year.
Yeah.
So we've done a lot. We brought it a long ways from our first event down on Whiskey Row in the middle of the street, taking it down each night because you couldn't close off the street. So if you think that far back, we had to take our sets down every night in front of the palace because they said no close down. And now it's a whole different world up here. It's awesome.
Well, if you'll indulge me just for a second, I want to read from the webpage. If this copy does not get people to come downtown to see you, I don't know what will. He writes here, "Welcome to the Prescott regulators and their shady ladies. Right before your eyes, the Old West is coming alive. See the law dogs, outlaws, drovers, grouchy old prospectors, cantankerous cavalry scouts, gamblers, saloon girls, hurly-girly girls, town folk, cowboys, cowgirls, pistol-packing mamas, the rowdiest, meanest hombres and wildest women this side of the Pecos. See the rip-roaring, gut-busting, highfalutin, gun-toting, shoot-em-up, heroes and heroines of the Old West. Watch us bring the history of the territory back as it was. Taste the dust. Smell the gunpowder. Hear the roar of the 45s and feel like you was standing right there. See history as it really happened. Well, as it might have happened. Okay, nowhere close to what happened, but doggone it, looks good. Come see for yourself, varmint." Thank you, Neil. Thank you guys for coming back in to talk about the Long Riders and about the great Prescott regulators and shady ladies, the weekend shootout. Is there a web page or a phone number where people can get more information?
They can go out to PrescottRegulators.org for an email, or they can go out to our Facebook page. We have all the information out there, and it's the Prescott Regulators and their shady ladies.
Indeed, and we thank Denise Mackey, Lee Nielsen, and Brian Besser for joining us today on Q&A. You guys have a great time this weekend. Say hello to Neil for me and for all your new friends. How many riders? 90 now?
Well, you know what? I had a call this morning, so I think we're up at 89 to 90 riders. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be a spectacle coming down Whiskey Row.
Tell us one last time, because we have just a minute, the route that the riders will take.
We'll be coming down Gurley and turning left on Whiskey Row between 2 and 2:30 on Saturday. That's our goal.
That's right. Well, that many riders, you don't know.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you, Brian, Denise, and Lee for joining us Q&A. Stay tuned. We got an author coming your way after we chat about job hunting and Christmas in July with Courtney Nelson with Goodwill. That's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Yeah. When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
We are making it easier than ever to buy a new Toyota or quality late model pre-owned low mileage car, truck, or SUV from Findlay Toyota Prescott with a payment pass this month. Findlay Toyota Prescott will make your first payment on all vehicle purchases and leases. And in addition to our low payments, in addition to our big discounts, in addition to our low interest rates, you can also qualify with no money down, no payments for 90 days, and no first payment. It's never been easier to buy. Findlay Toyota Prescott has never had a better selection on new Toyotas and quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle comes with a payment pass. No money down. No payments for 90 days. And no first payment. Hurry! This incredible offer absolutely ends July 31st. And thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership, Best Pre-Owned Dealership, and Best Oil Change.
Findlay Toyota Prescott. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and dealer documentation fees.
Steve Gaynor claims to be a Republican, but has a very troubling record of donating to some of the most liberal Democrats in the country, including anti-Trump Democrat Ted Lieu, who wants to impeach President Trump, and even Nancy Pelosi's top deputy. Does that sound Republican to you? As Secretary of State, I've taken on the Democrats to stop them from using the courts to change our election laws. I've kept our elections fair, honest, and most importantly, secure. I have the support of Republican leaders from all across Arizona. I'd be honored to have your vote. Paid for by Vote Reagan, Secretary of State, authorized by Michelle Reagan.
I hate weeds. Monsoon rains are so refreshing, even my landscape comes alive. But so do my weeds. Stop weeds in their track in one simple step. Water's Weed and Grass Stopper spreads like fertilizer. It kills weed seed before monsoon rains allow them to sprout. No need to weed. It's safe for trees, even flower beds, and so much safer than that toxic waste the big box sells. Weed and Grass Stopper, it's just $24 and only found at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. You know, it's Christmas in July at Goodwill Stores in Northern Arizona. We have Courtney Nelson to talk about that. Courtney, we're in the final week of Christmas in July, so tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, it might be a little warm outside, but it's the perfect time to feel Christmas inside. So we are doing Christmas in July at all of our Goodwill stores, where you can find great Christmas items, Christmas trees, Christmas decor, stockings, hats, everything that you need to really feel festive for the holiday season.
Why should someone shop Goodwill for Christmas decorations?
For Christmas, you want to be able to change up the look. Maybe you're going for something different, but you don't want to have to spend a lot of money to do it. There's also a lot of DIY opportunities. Why spend a lot of money on DIY when you might need to test a few times? We have those Pinterest fails that happen, and Goodwill's the perfect place to do that. So you can come in with an open mind. Maybe you're looking for ornaments to fill a vase. The ornaments can be very expensive, and you can change it out every season. Tablescape, same thing. You want a different look every season, and you don't have to spend a lot of money when you're shopping Goodwill. Plus, you're supporting a nonprofit right here in your community.
Now, Saturday is a big day for you, right?
Saturday is 50% off sale Saturday, and typically seasonal is not included in that, but with Christmas in July, it is. So you get the opportunity to not only have great savings, but now you're only spending 50% on those items that you're going to find for Christmas in July. So you really could decorate your whole house in Christmas theme. And hey, if you want to do it now, go for it. But shop now for your Christmas decor so that you can save December for shopping for those gifts for people.
And speaking of Christmas decor or holiday decor of any kind, what are your most popular items people look for?
Really, it's everything and anything when people are coming into our stores to shop for Christmas. Christmas trees are really big. You can get a really nice artificial Christmas tree for a really deeply discounted price. We also see ornaments being very popular because ornaments can be expensive. They add up. And a lot of times people want to switch the look. And whether that's using ornaments on your tables or hanging them on trees, you're able to buy big bags of ornaments for really discounted prices. $2.99 for a big bag and then 50% off if you shop the sale Saturday.
So for our shoppers who are listening, how many locations in Central and Northern Arizona right now?
We have about 90 locations. We have a neighborhood Goodwill right near you, and in the Prescott area, we've got two locations. So you're really able to find a great location. We encourage you to shop around, shop the Christmas aisle, but also look around the rest of the store, especially if you're looking for those tablescapes to find some great plates that you're able to switch out the look.
And tell us the store hours.
We're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so making it very convenient for you to shop.
Now, in addition to shopping for bargains at Goodwill, our shoppers also support Goodwill's mission, which is...
That's right. Goodwill's mission is to fight unemployment. And how we do that is we offer no-cost services in our career centers that offer job search, resume helping, interview training. And we connect with local employers, so you're able to come in, meet with a career advisor, prepare for an interview, actually get that interview and land that job. And we will walk you through from the beginning to the end.
And how many career centers does Goodwill have in Central and Northern Arizona?
We have about 20 locations, including one right here in Prescott. And that includes Northern Arizona and Flagstaff and Sedona. And then we do have them in the Phoenix area as well.
Mm-hmm. When someone prepares for an interview, if someone hasn't been in the job market for a while, what kinds of questions do you think they should prepare to answer?
There's a lot of opportunities to prepare to answer. So first, we always encourage you to do your research. Research the company that you're going to go in to interview with. And then prepare that elevator speech. And that's what our career advisors can help you to do. Come in and meet with our career advisors. A lot of times you might think your skills are either outdated or maybe you don't think they're applicable to the job that you're interviewing for. Our career advisors can help you with that. They can show you how your skills are marketable. So be prepared to sell yourself, how your skills will help that employer with whatever their organization is doing in the community.
And everybody loves do's and don'ts lists. What are some of the things you don't want to do during the interview?
Well, do dress professionally.
Oh, yeah.
So don't come in your shorts. And we know it's hot, but please dress professionally. Eye contact is everything. A good handshake. And again, be prepared to ask questions about the company. Also be prepared to answer questions about the company, what you know and how your skills can apply. Because a lot of times we see people go in saying, I'm not familiar with your company. Tell me what your company does. And an employer wants to know you've done your research, that you are prepared.
Yeah.
And even if that's an entry-level position, you still want to do your research and be prepared.
What about your cell phone when it comes time for the interview?
Have that cell phone turned off. Mm-hmm. Do not be looking at that cell phone. We know social media is big, but you can put it away for a little bit. Social media is actually another good point, though. Social media is a great place that employers are going to look to see who you are. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're representing your best self on social media, not just LinkedIn, but Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as well.
And I've seen employers say they were put off by an applicant's email address. You don't want to go in there looking for a job if your email address is partygirl@gmail.com, right?
Absolutely. You have to think about you're representing yourself. You're representing your own brand. And that's everything that is coming in contact with that employer. It's how you dress. It's how you look. It's how you present yourself in the interview, speak. It's your email address. It's also going to be those social media pages. So make sure you are very presentable and very professional no matter what the job is.
In addition to scoping out the company you're going to interview with before you go for the interview, what are some of the questions you should ask during the interview?
You're going to want to know what that company is about, what the culture of the company is, to make sure that you're a good fit, because they're going to be making sure that you're a good fit as well with the culture of the organization. If you don't know what maybe the hours are, be comfortable in asking what the hours would look like, what the expectations are going to be for your job, because you want to make sure that you're prepared for whatever that work is going to look like. You can also ask what a typical day is like in what your job is going to be. So again, you're making sure that you're prepared, and also be prepared to answer that. So if they're asking maybe what is a difficult situation you found yourself in, make sure that, again, you understand what that company is, so you can almost answer something that directly applies to what that organization is doing.
Mm-hmm. And what other types of services can one expect at the career centers?
So you're going to be able to help get assistance with resume building. You're going to be able to help get assistance with job search. Sometimes that's even figuring out how do you search for those jobs that maybe you're looking for. Also, interview skills. Those are critical. Those mm-hmm. are our career advisors are going to help you with those questions. They're going to ask you those questions so you can best rehearse and best practice. And also just coaching along with how do you build that brand. So how do you really be able to present the skills that you have that maybe you've worked in the past or volunteered in the past? And how do you apply those and make those marketable to the company you'll be interviewing with?
How often do you have Goodwill hiring events?
We have them quite often. We have one coming up in the Prescott area on the 8th, on August 8th, working with Yavapai Gaming. So you'll be able to attend that event and get some job opportunities. We also have one August 14th that we'll be partnering in Sedona. And Camp Verde internship job fair is coming up on August 30th. So we have quite a few opportunities that are coming up in the Northern Arizona. But we really encourage, if you're looking for something, August 8th from 2 to 4, we will have one at the Prescott Career Center here.
Now, in a lot of areas in the country, job applicants are taught to age-proof their resume. Is that a concern here in Northern Arizona, where we have a lot of people who are skew a little bit older than the rest of the country?
You know, there's a lot of research right now that says that that older demographic is kind of the overlooked job seeker, because people aren't looking at them, but we know there are really great workers in that demographic. Mm-hmm. So yeah, age proofing is huge, but show your experience.
Yeah.
It's really about marketing those skills. And that doesn't matter what age you are. It's really the experience that you have and how you apply it to those employers that are hiring.
Speaking of applying your experience, when you write that resume, roughly how many years back should you go? You don't want to put in your 1965 employer, right?
No, we don't encourage that. So especially if you've been employed and had a really significant role, I would say at the last three employers, really highlight those three employers if that has some longevity, mm-hmm. and then highlight maybe a few back. I wouldn't go really further than probably the last 10 to 15 years if you were able to spend some good time at those employers and really represent your experience at mm-hmm. those employers.
How do you answer the question, tell me why you left your last employer?
You want to be sensitive when you're answering that question, obviously, because we never want to throw a previous employer under the bus, if you will. So talk about what opportunities that you were looking for, maybe outside of that job or outside of that employer, how you wanted to explore other opportunities, maybe challenge yourself or just look for something different. Again, we don't want to ever speak poorly of our former employer, because you never know if they're going to reach out as a reference to them, even if you don't have them or not.
You know, it used to be years ago, our parents' generation, you had pretty much the same job, the same employer your entire life. It's no longer taboo to have four or five different employers or even different careers, is it?
Absolutely. We're very familiar with seeing that. And as employers, we have to adjust to seeing that as well. You can't just turn somebody away because you've seen them be at an employer for 2 years, 3 years, and moving on. Because part of that is, what value can you get out of someone in those 2 years? They're going to be working hard for you for those 2 years. Let's get them that experience that they need, and then they'll be going off somewhere else. And so as an employer, you want to make sure that you're looking at what value did they bring? How did that experience grow as they went through? And as a job seeker, same thing. So if you're going to be with a company for 2 years, really apply yourself, grow as much as you can, learn as much as you can, especially if you're going to be looking for that next opportunity.
If you have had a career, say, in upper management or in ownership, and now you're looking for a part-time job, how do you write that resume to keep from overqualifying yourself?
That's a great question. And I would say, again, it's talking about the experience that you have, but making sure that when you go into an interview, again, you don't want to undersell yourself that I'm just looking for, but it's, I have all of these experiences and I'm just looking for a new opportunity in my life right now. I want to be able to apply these skills in this way. And in a resume, it's really about, again, talking about the experiences that you had, but maybe not going into, I spent 60 hours doing this and 80 hours doing this, that these are the experiences and this is the value that I can add to your organization.
And how can people learn more about the Goodwill Hiring Fairs and about Christmas in July?
You can go online to our website, goodwillaz.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at GoodwillAZ, where we'll always share new information that's going on with different hiring events, as well as different shopping opportunities and promotions in our stores.
That is Courtney Nelson with great advice for Christmas in July and for job seekers. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A.
Thank you so much.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
As the first woman to fly a fighter jet in combat, Martha McSally took the fight to terrorists to keep America safe. Now McSally is deployed to D.C., fighting to pass President Trump's plan to secure our border and stop illegal immigration. Here's Martha McSally.
As chair of the Border Committee, I passed a law to fast-track veterans for border jobs. Now I'm working with President Trump to secure our border and keep Arizona families safe.
My friend Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
But there's more to do. As your senator, I'll crack down on sanctuary cities, enforce the law, build the wall, and give our border agents what they need to complete their mission.
Martha McSally, standing with President Trump to secure our border and ban sanctuary cities.
My friend Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
I'm Martha McSally, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate Inc.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Pitchers 1 Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin, Blood, Escape Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Chilson, Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Chicago Cubs today at 11 a.m. on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
When it comes to a great deal, we shift it into high gear. Right now, get accelerated savings on our best new selection ever at Finley GMC in Prescott. The way to make room for incoming shipments is to discount our current inventory right now. A new 2017 GMC Acadia, now just $36,965. Save $10,000 off MSRP today. A new 2017 GMC Sierra 1500, now marked down $13,000 off MSRP.
Two to choose from, and both with aftermarket.
A new 2018 GMC Yukon. Save up to $5,200 with plenty to choose from.
Hurry. With prices this low, they won't last long.
Get accelerated savings today at Findlay GMC in Prescott. Online at FindlayBuickGMC.com or call 928-445-7350.
The local dealership that supports your community.
GMC. We are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers does not include tax, license, title fee, and $495 fees. See dealer for complete details and any restrictions.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Temperatures will continue to soar today, but monsoon relief may be on its way. Hot afternoon temperatures and mainly isolated showers and thunderstorms are expected through tomorrow. Ben Peterson from the National Weather Service in Flagstaff says it was very hot in northern Arizona yesterday.
Cottonwood 108, Camp Verde 110, Sedona was 100. Basically, if you were below about 4,500 feet, you were seeing temperatures in the 100 to 110 degree range.
Meteorologist Andrew Diemer explains temperatures will cool slightly heading into the weekend.
We have at least one more day of these extremely hot temperatures, but
We'll see temps at least linger probably up until the weekend. It is extremely dangerous out there.
Isolated to scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected this weekend. A Yavapai County Mining Corporation has been fined nearly $3 million for leaking arsenic.
An investigation revealed the Baghdad Hillside Mining Corporation was discharging arsenic into Boulder Creek. The Arizona Department of Environmental Quality investigated this case and discovered the discharge was at a rate of 5 gallons per minute, or about 2.6 gallons per year. Back in 2014 and 15, Baghdad Hillside signed 3 compliance consent orders with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, agreeing to come up with a plan to stop the discharge. However, a plan was never submitted and the mine continued its activity into Boulder Creek. Baghdad Hillside was convicted of 3 felony violations of the Arizona Pollution Discharge Elimination System. A Maricopa County judge ordered the corporation to pay $2.7 million in fines. In addition, Baghdad Hillside has been placed on 2 years of felony probation. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Chance rain and hot temperatures through this week. Expect an overnight low of 69 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 97 tomorrow and a high of 93 on Friday. 75 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 108 and a high on Friday of 101. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
These days, there's enough to stress about. Do I eat enough kale?
Do I eat too much kale?
What's the best way to sell my car? What color should I paint the kitchen? Well, at CarMax, we can't help you with the kitchen or the kale, but we can help you sell your car. Because at CarMax, we make real offers, not estimates. So you can sell your car quickly and get back to pondering your leafy greens and picking the perfect paint. CarMax, we buy all the cars.
In just a couple of months, I'll be old enough to vote. And according to the media, I'm supposed to be a liberal kid who spends my time worrying about saving trees, gender-neutral bathrooms, and what the Kardashians are wearing. But that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried because I read in school about our founding fathers. I learned about our Constitution, I memorized the Bill of Rights, and I'm looking at what a mess our government is and wondering if our country will survive long enough for me to be able to do my part to save it and gift it to my kids. That's why I like David Stringer and Noel Campbell. They're real conservatives who are voting to protect our freedoms and restore our constitutional protections. They're fighting for secure borders and a fix to our broken immigration system. They champion limited government and lower taxes. And when they have to spend more money to fix a problem, they don't just throw money at it. They demand accountability because they know it's wrong to saddle my generation with debts we'll have to pay off. David Stringer and Noel Campbell are a great conservative team. 2 seats, 2 votes, 2 conservatives. Vote Stringer and Campbell for State House. Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer and elect Noel Campbell for House.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. You know, author Linwood Barclay is best known for his international bestseller, No Time for Goodbye. That's just one of his 19 books. Another book, The Accident, has been made into a TV series in France. Well, there's a brand new book out by Linwood Barclay. It's called A Noise Downstairs. Now, Linwood, if a title can ever sell a book, that is it. How did you come up with that title?
Well, you know, and in fact, for the longest time, this book was called The Typewriter, and I'll tell you more about that later. But my editors thought, well, we might have at least a third of the audience who don't even know what a typewriter is, and it didn't sound quite scary enough. So I said, well, who hasn't heard a noise downstairs? I mean, how many times have you been settled into bed, and your spouse says to you, did you hear that? And, you know, you're sent on a mission throughout the house to try to find what was that noise. So I felt a title like A Noise Downstairs would get everybody where they live. They would understand that title immediately.
And once people get into the book, they'll understand why you wanted to title it after the typewriter. But tell us about Paul Davis and what happens after he follows a colleague driving along a deserted road.
Yeah, Paul is a college professor, and he sees a colleague. colleague, a friend, driving a station wagon along, and it acts as though maybe he's having some sort of problem. When he pulls over, Paul pulls over too, but then discovers that what his friend was about to do was to dispose of the bodies of two women in the back of his car and the trunk. And Paul nearly ends up the victim number three. But then we move ahead 8 months, and Paul is, you know, is okay, and his former colleague is in prison. And Paul's going to a therapist because he's got post-traumatic stress disorder from everything that happened to him. And he thinks maybe a way to deal with that stress would be to write about it, to get it all out. And his wife, as a way to inspire him, buys him an old antique Underwood typewriter, one of those big clunky things that weigh about the same as a Volkswagen. And Paul doesn't plan to write on it. He's going to write on his computer, but it's there as inspiration for him. And it seems like a really great idea until very soon after that, Paul starts to hear noises in the night. They're in something like this, like chit-chit-chit-chit-chit-chit, the sound of the typewriter. And Paul thinks, well, that's not possible. But maybe it's the fact that, you know, he's had some stress and he's had, you know, sleepless nights, and maybe he did fall asleep and he had a nightmare. Like, it's possible he didn't hear this sound. And to prove to himself that, of course, it was probably just a dream, one night he rolls a sheet of paper into the typewriter before he goes to bed, knows that when he gets up in the morning and sees nothing on it, that it was a dream. Except that's not the way it goes. And Paul starts to believe that maybe these two murdered women are trying to reach out to him through this typewriter, because before they were killed, they were forced to write letters of apology on an old antique typewriter that was never recovered. And that's our setup. That's Paul's situation. And Paul would have been a whole lot better off if he'd never pulled over to help his friend that night.
Indeed. Now, how much of this book is based upon the dreams and fears and nightmares of a real life writer? Have you ever lived any of these dreams and nightmares?
No, I have. I mean, I have plenty of dreams and nightmares. I haven't had this one. Sometimes, you know, the best books I've ever done have been things that I just woke up at 5 in the morning and they were there. But the inspiration this time was, I love these old, you know, antique typewriters. And I had bought one, an old Underwood, just as a piece of kind of art, you know, because they're these antiques. Nobody knows what they are anymore. And I kept looking at it. And if you notice, when you look at these old typewriters, they kind of smile at you, because the keys are arrayed in a semicircle. And the more I looked at it, I thought that smile was looking increasingly, you know, unfriendly. And I thought, there's a what if here. There's a hook for a story, and that hook would be, what if you did hear this typewriter tapping away in the night? And then I thought, well, and it's often the case when I start a novel, I think, well, if I can take that what if and develop it into something that will, you know, support a 100,000, you know, word novel, then I've got something. And I thought, I have something with this. This is going to be. And I think it's, you know, I think this is the best idea I've had in a very long time. It was just a lot of fun to write this book.
You know, between your book, A Noise Downstairs, plus Stephen King's The Shining, plus William S. Burroughs' Naked Lunch, you're going to make us afraid of typewriters.
That is the plan. I'm hoping that, and you know, before I started this book, I sort of Googled to see what other kind of horror things might have been done that involved typewriters, and I certainly was familiar with the two that you mentioned. But what I was doing was, it was different than those particular stories. My goal here really was, well, how can I, what can I, you know, I want to do for typewriters what Psycho did for showers.
There you go.
And
wow.
You'll never look at that old manual typewriter of yours quite the same again, I think.
Indeed. You know, I ask every writer I interview this question. At what point in writing A Noise Downstairs did the characters and the plot lines come flooding in so fast, start writing themselves, that you had to catch up?
That often happens to me in the last quarter of a book, because I can, you know, I can see the ends in sight. It's like when you're doing a long distance run or something, and you see that ribbon up ahead, and you just start pouring on the speed, because it's at that point that all the storylines, all the threads are starting to come together, and you're building up to this kind of climax, this crescendo, and that's when I just cannot write fast enough. It's just, that's when it begins. written. And you know, normally I try to write about 2,000 words a day. I sit down and that's the goal. And you know, when I was finishing this, I think the last day I worked on it, I wrote 5,000 words because you just see the end coming and you just cannot wait to get there.
What was it like to have your previous book, The Accident, turned into a TV series in France?
Oh, that was really great. It was funny. Someone said, "Well, was I involved in it?" And I said, "Well, not knowing a word of French was a bit of a handicap." So, although we went over for part of the shoot, and you know, they took the accident, turned it into a 6-part series. Of course, they changed the names and the locale, but they followed the plot to the letter, and they did a beautiful job with it. And last year here in Canada, we shot a film. I did a book a few years ago called Never Saw It Coming. Mm-hmm. And the director was a friend from way back when, and she said, "Would you write the screenplay for this while I hunt for the money and to make it?" And so I wrote the screenplay for that. The movie got made. Eric Roberts is starring in it, and we're going to have a debut for that in Toronto next month. And that was also a lot of fun. And also I'm working with Entertainment One trying to adapt. I did something I called the Promise False Trilogy, Broken Promise, Far From True, and a book, The 23, and to turn that into a series. So we'll see how that goes. I've got fingers crossed on that one.
One last question for you. What writers did you envy or emulate coming up the ranks?
Well, I'll tell you, there was no writer that had more of an impact on me professionally and personally than Ross McDonald, who back in through the 50s to the 70s wrote a series of novels with a character named Lou Archer. They made a couple of movies out of them, in fact. There was Harper with Paul Newman was one. And when I discovered those books around the age of 15, I just thought, these are so good. This is what I want to do. And was also fortunate enough to manage to actually connect with the author when I was, you know, still in university and had a long correspondence. He was very, very supportive. So no one had a greater impact on me than that one writer. There's a great many that I really admire and whose work I love, but he was at number one.
Mr. Barclay, I heard you say in university. I also heard out and about. You spent some time in Canada, haven't you?
Well, you know, I was born in Connecticut, and my father worked in advertising and was offered a terrific position, the job in Toronto. So they moved to Canada just as I was turning 4, and have been here ever since.
We thank you very much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with The Noise Downstairs and your great publishing career.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
For the expert care your Subaru deserves, visit the service center at Findlay Subaru Prescott. Our factory-trained teams of advisors and technicians have received advanced training from the most knowledgeable Subaru technical instructors. We use genuine Subaru parts, use specialized tools, and perform a free multi-point inspection with each visit to diagnose and repair problems correctly. All to do our part to make sure your family is safe before the big vacation. With our dedication to expertise, we'll help make sure that the love you put into your Subaru is the love you'll get out of it. From the routine to the unanticipated, our team has you covered. Oil change, tire rotation, and especially when the check engine light comes on. Plus, every service comes with a complimentary car wash. Schedule your appointment today by calling 928-771-6910. After all, making you happy is one thing, but keeping you happy is the true spirit of quality service. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
This is Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approve this message. As a candidate for the U.S. Senate, it's important to hear directly from me about who I am and what I stand for. Besides being a family physician, I'm a mom and a proud military wife. As a state senator, I was staunchly conservative and highly effective. In the U.S. Senate, my top priority will be to build the wall and finally secure our border. I'll protect the Second Amendment, end wasteful government spending, and create a free market healthcare system that actually works. For too long, Arizona's two U.S. senators have opposed and obstructed conservative values.
Together, we can change this. I'm Dr. Kelly Ward. Stand with me in this election, and I'll be the strong, consistent conservative that Arizona deserves in the United States Senate. Paid for by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:54. I saw a poem in the newspaper in the Dear Abby column a few days ago, and I thought of a couple of friends of mine who are Down syndrome child parents. This is a wonderful poem written just for parents of Down syndrome kids. It's written by Edna Massimila, and it's called Heaven's Very Special Child. It says this: A meeting was held so far from earth, it was time for another birth. The angel said to the Lord above, "This special child will need much love. For progress may be very slow, accomplishment may never show. This special child will need much care from the people way down there. This child may not walk, run, or play, and thoughts may seem so far away. In many ways will not try to adapt, known as disabled and handicapped. Please be careful where this one is sent. We want this child to be so content. Oh, please, Lord, find the parents who will do a very special job for you. They will not realize right away the leading role they have to play. But with this child sent from above comes stronger faith and richer love. Soon they'll know the privilege given in caring for their gift from heaven. Their precious child, so meek and mild, is heaven's very special child." Powerful stuff. Well, tonight, by the way, at the Prescott Elks Theater, it is the movie Despicable Me, starting at 7 p.m. on the big screen. That's tonight at the Elks Theater. By the way, if you didn't see the original Mamma Mia, it's showing on the big screen at the Prescott Elks Theater on Wednesday, August 8th. That's part of their Wednesday night movie series. Also, with the new Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again, you're going to hear a lot of ABBA album cuts and B-sides, since they pretty much save their monster hits for the original Mamma Mia movie. And yes, once again, we have to hear Pierce Brosnan butchering SOS, which just made me think of cream chip beef. And Cher sings Fernando. But a lot of critics say this sequel, unlike most, it's filmed in Croatia instead of my big fat Greek islands. The sequel just might be better than the original. That's very, very rare in Hollywood. And if you're wondering why they moved the setting away from Greece and into Croatia, probably to keep Nia Vardalos away from it, because everything she touches, well, ever since my big fat Greek wedding, she's made some really, really bad movies. But you might enjoy both Mamma Mia, the original, at the Elks on August 8th, and Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, at the Prescott Elks, at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Stay tuned now for Talk of the Town Prescott at 4, then join me tomorrow again at 3 o'clock with Maestro Daryl Rauter with soloists from the Cole Porter Tribute Concert coming to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, and Mark Preston singing with the Teen Idols Tribute Show coming to the Elks Theater. That's tomorrow, Thursday at 3 on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.